This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate everybody tuning in on the weekend. Glad to have you with me. If you want to send me a text message, the logistics for this program are pretty simple. You can simply send me a text. Text the word Mike to 33103. In fact, I've just been reading through the text messages. Text the word Mike to 33103. You know, some of you goobers are pretty smart. Boy, I hate to admit that, but you're pretty damn smart. Or you can always go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And there you can find all the social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And you can stream us live on that page. And you can also go to that page and download the podcast. You can also find the podcast for The Weekend wherever podcasts are found. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown, and boom, it'll pop up. And you can subscribe to the podcast, and you can listen to it anytime you want to. Thus, it's a podcast. There's been a lot of what I just call dumbassery. My definition of dumbassery is just the stupid stuff that goes on around us every single day that I think we just become kind of immune to. It's not like we took a monkeypox vaccination and it just makes us immune to the dumbassery. But I think it's just there's just so much of it that at some point we just become overwhelmed by it. And when we become overwhelmed by it, well, there's just not much else to do except to ignore it or to start blowing it off and say, well, you know, it's just the way it is. I want to give you an example. So in the last hour, we talked about the debt. And in the hour before that, we talked about inflation and how Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, is out to – it's like he and Joe Biden are having some sort of, I don't know, tennis match or something. And they're trying to lob the ball at each other. And the ball that Biden is throwing over there is more government spending. And Jerome Powell is trying to bounce it back over the net with higher interest rates, trying to tell Joe Biden that, hey, listen, the more you keep throwing this ball of money and this ball of spending over here, the more I've got to keep increasing interest rates because inflation just continues to get worse and worse. So we're going to keep increasing interest rates. And at a conference that he was at in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the Federal Reserve chairman pretty much announced that it's going to be even worse than we anticipated and probably much longer than we anticipated. So I think we're in for a pretty rough ride. If you happen to live through the 70s, the late 70s and early 80s with the Carter inflation that Ronald Reagan was finally able to get under control by limiting government spending and cutting back taxes, you understand just how bad that was. And I actually think, based on several metrics, that it's worse than it was during the Carter administration. Well, how bad can it get? How bad can it get? Let's go down south.
If you need proof of how bad it is in Venezuela right now, look at this purse. This purse is made entirely of the bills of the Venezuelan currency, the Bolivar. Inflation is so high that this money is now completely worthless. And so my friend Jorge over here has gathered a ton of this stuff and turned it into commodities, into purses, into sculptures.
It is worse than it sounds, and it sounds pretty bad.
The country's inflation rate will rise to 1,000,000%.
that might be the definition of hyperinflation. I don't know, 1,000,000%? Now, I know we're a long ways from that. But if we don't stop this insanity, we could end up like Venezuela. I mean, we're in terms of domestic oil and gas production, in terms of all the stupid things that we're doing, no, it wouldn't surprise me in the least we get to that point. Other dumbassery sometimes just absolutely boggles my mind. Let's go to Minneapolis.
This morning, the Minneapolis School District is sticking with its controversial policy to lay off white teachers before minority ones, regardless of tenure. Previously, district-wide layoffs used to be handed out based on seniority. In March, the
Did you catch that? Wait a minute. Go back and listen.
This morning, the Minneapolis School District is sticking with its controversial policy to lay off white teachers before minority ones, regardless of tenure. Previously, district-wide layoffs used to be handed out based on seniority. In March, the Minneapolis Teachers Union negotiated a contract with the district that states non-white people can be exempted from layoffs in order to remedy the continuing effects of past discrimination. The district, telling ABC News, the contract aims to support the recruitment and retention of teachers from underrepresented groups. That remedy now prompting legal concerns.
The Supreme Court has been really clear on this issue that just having a policy to prefer one race over another in terms of layoffs is clearly a violation of the 14th Amendment.
Special interest groups.
You know, that's actually a point we shouldn't gloss over. Because that's part of the battle of the Civil Rights Movement. The battle of the Civil Rights Movement was really multifaceted. It was indeed to secure full citizenship for people of color. It was to ensure that they had the right to, you know, pursue their own line of work, to work wherever they could get a job, and to keep, you know, bigots from keeping them from getting a job simply because of their skin color. It was to ensure that they had an equal right to vote. It was to ensure that they could participate in this republic just as white people did. That was, at the very beginning, at the very founding of this country, was the very purpose of equal protection of the laws. Now, we fought the Civil War over it. We had the Civil Rights battle over that. We did all of those things. Is there ever, you know, it kind of goes back to my question about what's fair. At what point do we say we have done everything that we can systematically, I guess I would, I'd use the word systematically, that we've put in all of these rules, these regulations, these court decisions, and everything else, and at what point do we say that we've done everything that we can, and now as a society, on an individual basis, we have to continue to fight for equality, but we also have to continue to recognize that there's still bigots. Always will be bigots. We have to persevere against those bigots, and we have to start recognizing people for, you know, who they are and what they are, not the color of their skin. It drives me crazy. Crazy. I was listening to a podcast this morning while I was out walking the dog. Greta the Leonberger. By the way, she has her own Instagram account. If you want to see my dog, go to Greta the Leonberger. Now, I was listening to this podcast. And it was kind of interesting because they had mentioned this story, which is why I caught wind of it. And they said something to the effect about why aren't we at the stage where we can, even though there's still discrimination, there will always be discrimination, but why don't we at some point recognize that we have put all of the rules in place that need to be in place, but when it comes to something like layoffs, why isn't it, like, you know, based on seniority? Why isn't it? Why do we seem to be regressing in many ways? And I say that as a dumb white guy who has never experienced. In fact, I was with a good friend of mine the other day, and he pointed out a reaction that someone was having with the two of us as we were ordering lunch, that because of him, they kept looking at me. And I never paid any attention to it. But it was kind of an aha moment for me of, oh, that waitress was acting bigoted. So what did I do? The next time she came to the table, I ignored her. I forced her to deal with my friend. Yeah. My little battle. But this, with these teachers, I just find fundamentally wrong.
In 2020, students of color and Native Americans made up 35% of Minnesota's K-12 population, but only 4% of the more than 63,000 teachers in the state were people of color.
In Minneapolis, there's a gap between the diversity of students and the diversity or lack diversity of their teachers. This is not about trying to pit one racial group of teachers against another.
But that's what it does. It may not be about that, but that's what it does. And here's the other thing that always drives me crazy about those kinds of statistics. So X race, ethnicity, religion, sexual preference, whatever it is, makes up X percentage of society, but only makes up a slightly smaller percentage of teachers or firefighters or radio talk show hosts or whatever it might be. Well, okay, that is a meaningless comparison until you tell me why that is. Is it because people of certain ethnicities or sexual preferences or skin color or race or whatever it might be, they don't go into a certain profession for whatever reason? We just take it at face value and just say, okay, well, then that must, you know, must be wrong. I don't think we can do that. And at some point, we really have to inch our way back to a meritocracy where people succeed and fail on the merits.
Serving students the best.
Several black educators in Minneapolis in agreement with the contract.
When they see somebody who looks like me and maybe looks like them, they feel a greater sense of connection and belonging in that community.
I would say that we would first have to start hiring more educational professionals of color and start hiring more black.
I wouldn't disagree with that. If you have qualified candidates of equal merit, and you're trying to, if this is constitutional, able to reach a certain percentage, then that's fine. But if you don't have those candidates of merit, then you can never reach that percentage.
Licensed teachers of colors.
Others believe the new policy will do more harm than good.
There's different ways that we should be hiring, but we should not be implementing hiring decisions based on the color of people's skin.
And at some point, I just pray that at some point we really do get back to a meritocracy and we kind of stop this stuff of everything always being based on identity politics. And I think that starts with each of us individually. But hey, if you want to, again, talking about dumbassery, if you want to understand just exactly how crazy things have gotten, let's go to Taco Bell.
Nothing is impossible. Taco Bell. It's testing a new plant-based meat alternative at some of its locations. So the fast food chain announced it has debuted a new crispy melt taco at some restaurants in Alabama. Of all places.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, right. So the meat alternative.
You know, I find that funny. So Taco Bell is finally introducing something that actually is, like, I don't know, is it real food or fake food? Or is this just another proof that Taco Bell is just all fake food, and now they're going to have, like, fake meat to put in the beef and bean burrito? I don't know. But back up and find, tell me why it is that the anchors find this funny.
A new crispy melt taco at some restaurants in Alabama, of all places.
Yeah.
In Alabama. So Taco Bell is going to try the fake meat in all places, Alabama. Why is that funny? What is that about? Taco Bell, fake meat, Alabama. Tell me. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. Hang tight. More dumbassery coming up next.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Do you know what you're listening to? It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. That's what you're listening to. And it's a darn good thing you're doing it, too, because we got this. We should just call this hour just dumbassery. You can text the word Mike to 33103, Mike to 33103. Anything you want to ask, tell me, whatever it is. Send me a text message. I love text messages. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media. You can find the podcast there. You can do all sorts of things by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And, of course, you can get the podcast anywhere now. We got the podcast up and running. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. And then you can download, you can subscribe to the podcast, and you can listen to me all the time. Isn't that fantastic? So let's go to California. I always feel bad when I go to California because my producer, Damien, is sitting in California, and I hate to make fun of California because it's like Damien's back there rolling his eyes at me, but I'm going to do it anyway. In fact, I'd be curious how many Californians that are listening know this. Where does your energy come from? Where does the energy come from that powers, you know, you see all those high lines around Los Angeles? Where does that power come from? Do you know? Do you know that 20% of the power that California consumes is imported from coal and natural gas? Yeah. The same state that's trying to kill the oil and gas industry is importing almost 20% of its energy from coal and natural gas plants, or natural gas itself, or coal for coal fire. Well, no, there are no coal fired. So they're importing energy from coal fired plants. Now, they also import, let's see, about 11% from nukes from outside the state. I'm talking about imports. This is not inside the state. This is from outside the state of California. About 16% of their energy from large hydro projects. And of course, I love this category, about 22%, which if you add then to all the others is a significant amount, comes from unspecified. I guess that's the magic energy fairy somewhere. Now, why do I point out the imports that California does to get energy into its state? Well, let's see. We had I can't remember the name of the little town where, what was that little town where the fire just completely destroyed the town? And of course, it was because they had failed to keep up the power lines, to keep up the transmission lines. And so you had all these problems with the energy distribution system. Then you have the problem of having to import all this energy from other areas around the country into California. And at the same time, Governor Newsom decides that this is probably a good time that we ought to get rid of what? The internal combustion engine. Come on, play for me. Okay, so anyway, let me refresh the page, get this story up, because I want you to hear from Gavin Newsom what he's going to do with gasoline-powered engines.
St. Jude.
And, of course, I have to wait for the ad to stop playing because I had to refresh the page because I put this story off. So there's a little inside baseball about why we're waiting right now. So while we're waiting, we'll take a break. I'll get this soundbite back up, and when we get back, let's hear what California is doing with the internal combustion engine. Text the word Mike to 33103. That's Mike to 33103. And when we get back, remember those figures. California's importing at least 20, if not 40%, of its energy from elsewhere. And what do they want to do? That's coming up next. Don't go away.
I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, they have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups, and saucers, silverware, jewelry, and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th. And come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m., followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. Support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And thanks for your support.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you listen. Text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. You're listening to 33103. So we're talking about just stupid stuff that's going on in the world. I think sometimes, I'll tell you what prompted this. I should probably tell you why I'm doing this hour. We're having dinner with some friends last night, and this friend of mine is an engineer. And we all pretty much think alike about certain, you know, political issues. And I made the comment to the table that I thought things just seem really bad right now. And I kind of got chastised by my wife and others about, well, things have always been bad. But I kind of think things are kind of worse than they have been, at least in my lifetime. Now, I can't speak for, you know, Depression-era America. I can't speak for Revolutionary War America. I can't speak for Civil War America. But I can speak for my lifetime. And for my lifetime, when you take an inventory of everything that's going on in the world right now, I mean, the world economy is kind of teetering on a worldwide depression and or worldwide inflation, which would cause worldwide depression. You've got the war in Ukraine. You've got China really at a point where they really do think, because Chairman Xi is at a point with this Communist Party National Congress coming up in October, that if he doesn't think that he can consolidate his power, which is iffy right now, and get an unprecedented third term as the head of the Communist Party, he may just go ahead and try to invade Taiwan because he sees a president and a weakened America that doesn't have the firepower that we once had, and I mean literally firepower. So maybe he sees an opportunity to maybe make a strike on Taiwan and take over and have the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company become, you know, a Chinese wholly owned Communist Party government or company. You got the war in Ukraine. Who knows what crazy Vladimir Putin might do over there? You got Kim Jong-un. We got the United States of America is about to transfer almost $1 trillion to the mullahs in Iran. And somehow we keep being told, and I want to just bang my head against the wall. Well, we're doing this because we want to be a part of the JCPOA, this stupid agreement that the Iranians say, well, we're not going to build a nuke. No, we would never do that. And we're supposed to trust the world's number one sponsor of terrorism. And we're going to give them almost $1 trillion. That's not even accounting the plane loads of cash that Barack Obama sent them. So we're destroying the alliances that Jared Kushner and the Trump administration put together in the Middle East with the Abraham Accords, where the Arabs and the Egyptians all agreed with the Israelis that, you know, we ought to come together because our common enemy is really Iran. It's not each other. So that alliance could fall apart, which would realign the Middle East. And who knows what would happen then. So you got all of this stuff going on. And we then think about what's happening just in California, because we all know that what happens in California or that happens in New York, because these are two major cultural political centers of the universe, suddenly trickle down to us peons in flyover country. That's why I pointed out that in California, they import a significant amount of their energy. And so at the same time that all of the California energy companies are having a hard time, you know, keeping lights on in California, they decide to do this. And once again, it's not going to play. Anyway, let me tell you, here we go. Let me just get the sound up. And there's no sound on it. Let me tell you what it says. The California Air Resources Board has approved new regulations this past week that would require 35%, that is more than a third, of every new car sold in the state to be an electric vehicle by 2026. That's just what? That's just slightly over 4 years away. And 100% have to be electric vehicles by 2035. Now, that doesn't mean that by 2026 that 35% of the cars on the road in California are going to be electric vehicles, nor does it mean by 2035 that 100% of the cars in California will be electric vehicles. And it also doesn't mean, I have not seen the specific rules, I haven't read the regulations themselves yet, but think about the unintended consequences. That means that if I live in California and I still want an internal combustion engine simply because I want to be able to drive all the way, say, from L.A. to San Francisco or L.A. to San Diego without having to stop and charge my vehicle, then I want an internal combustion engine. or if I want to drive over to Las Vegas. So what are people going to do? What would someone like me do? Well, I would fly to Phoenix, or I'd drive to Phoenix, or I'd drive to Las Vegas. I'd drive somewhere out of state, and I'd make my car deal outside the state, and then just drive it back into California, because I don't find anything in the regulations that prohibits me from doing that. So now you're going to hurt the automobile industry in California. But even dumber than that, California's already importing 20% of its energy from coal and natural gas. So now think about, let's just pretend for a moment, that the number of electric vehicles, now the number of electric vehicles I think on the road right now account for less than 10% of all vehicles driven. But let's say that in California that number bumps up from 10% to 20 or 30%. That means there is a corresponding increase in the need for electricity to power those vehicles, and California is already importing a significant amount of its energy, so they're going to have to increase those imports. Or alternatively, which California won't do, is they could increase their generation capacity by building their own natural gas plants or their own coal-fired plants. Or how about taking some old nuke plants and put those nuclear power plants back online again and create the greenest energy of all? I could go, California, why don't you do that? Because if your policies are going to trickle down to the rest of the nation, hey, go build some nuclear power plants and show all the environmentalists just exactly how great they are and how efficient they are and how much power they can produce. Daniel Sperling, who's a member of the Air Resources Board and a founding director of the UC Davis Institute of Transportation Studies, says that this is transformative. Yeah, it is. It indeed is transformative. News reports say that some 17 other states, now that California's done this, that they may try to do the same thing. Now think about if 17 other states did this. Suddenly it becomes more difficult, maybe not more costly, but more difficult just in terms of logistics, of buying an electric vehicle. I mean, of buying an internal combustion-powered vehicle. So now you've got to start flying or driving all over the country to find one. But even as you make the transition, there is nothing. In fact, I would challenge any of you listening anywhere in the country to show me how this increased demand for electricity can be met by solar and wind. Because it can't. So we're going to have to increase the production of electricity somehow. And the only way I know to do that efficiently and quickly is, well, I would say build nuclear power plants, because the environmentalists will fight that. That'll take forever. Or to increase oil and gas production. But the environmentalists fight that too. So it becomes this almost quixotic kind of drive for electric vehicles without thinking about the unintended consequences of the need for more electricity and where's that going to come from. Now, again, I emphasize, I'm not opposed. If you want to drive an electric vehicle, power to you, go do it. But don't tell me, one, that you're saving the planet, and two, don't think that it's not going to cause an increase, if more and more people start doing it, of a demand for increase in electricity. And then think about the other consequences. Think about the consequences of building more lithium batteries. Think about the cost of replacement of batteries. Right now, it's outrageously expensive to do it. Now, those costs would eventually come down, but as those costs come down, that means there's more of them produced, so the more batteries you have to replace those existing batteries in electric vehicles, you have to produce those batteries. Who produces them? We don't do it here. We do it in China. And where does China get the rare earth minerals to do that? Not from us. They don't do it. They go to Africa to do it. All of this pie-in-the-sky dream of transformative, you know, we could get there. We could eventually get there if we would let the free market do it. But when you try to force it, you have all these unintended consequences that people don't want to think about that make these kinds of regulations. So I would say to not just people in California, but people in New York and people in the Midwest, people wherever you are, if you think that doing a forced conversion to electric vehicles is going to be all, you know, sunshine and lollipops, guess what? It's not, because you got to power that somehow. An electric vehicle requires, imagine that, electricity. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. We're just talking about some of the dumb stuff going on in the world right now. Oh, I've got more. Don't go away. Text the word Mike to 33103. Be sure and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang on. More dumbassery coming up next.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning,
221-5868.
Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Download the podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get yours. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. Subscribe to it and listen to me whenever you want to. Appreciate you doing that. So we're just talking about just stupid stuff that's been going on because it seems to me that maybe it's news coverage. It's the fact that we live in this 24-hour news cycle all the time now, and we're just inundated. But I don't know, this week just seemed to be filled with just really dumb stuff. Here's the next example I wanted to give you. Now, I often refer to what far-left Democrats do as fascism. And I use that word in particular because even though it doesn't meet all three elements of fascism, what they're doing is, in essence, fascism. What is fascism? What is it? I mean, I know when we think of fascism, we think of, at least I do, I think of the German Nazi Party, the Italian Fascist Party, the Spanish Nationalists. So you've got Hitler, you've got Benito Mussolini, you've got Francisco Franco. But what is, fascism is really, there's three elements. You have a dictator, and the government itself, which is controlled by the dictator, controls business and labor, and then it stifles any opposition and engages in censorship and taps down any opposition to its control of both the citizenry and government. So when you think about what the Democrats do, in many instances, and to some degree, sometimes Republicans do this too, the government controls business. The most recent example of that was the FBI doing what it cannot do constitutionally by getting Facebook to do it for it. So on the Joe Rogan podcast, which is like the number one podcast, I forget, it's being beaten out now by somebody else. But the Joe Rogan podcast, which reaches millions, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and chairman of Meta, Facebook, pretty much admits that the FBI came to them about the Hunter Biden laptop story and said, this is Russian disinformation, you ought to be aware of it. And, you know, you just ought to be aware of it. Yeah, you know, it's Russian disinformation. Well, the government cannot do through a private entity what it is prohibited from doing by itself. So the FBI, in essence, engaged in censorship, violation of the First Amendment, by getting Facebook to do what the FBI couldn't do. That's what's going on right now. The other thing that's going on is when you have government that basically tells business how to conduct its business, which is what the administrative state and the regulatory state do day in and day out in this country, the only thing that we're missing is a dictator. Now, I don't think we're anywhere close to getting to a dictator, but we are at least meeting a couple of the definitions of fascism because the government is trying to control and keep opposition at bay, and they are, in essence, controlling business. Well, guess what? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the White House press secretary, says this.
two questions.
Sure.
Only semi-fascism comment.
Yeah.
Is this something we're going to hear more of, that phrase? Is it something the president's going to kind of embrace? Or is there any sense that it was, a little impromptu and it's going to turn into a kind of basket of deplorables thing that he regrets and then tries to be quiet about?
What he's referring to is the president walking out to Marine One pretty much, well, he did specifically, refer to MAGA Republicans, which is supposed to be a derogatory term, refer to them as being semi-fascist. And so this reporter is asking, is this going to become an issue? Is this going to become somewhat like Hillary Clinton's comment about a basket of deplorables, referring to Trump supporters? And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says this.
Look, I was very clear when laying out and defining what you know, MAGA Republicans have done, and you look at the definition of fascism, and you think about what they're doing in attacking our democracy.
Wait a minute. Attacking our democracy? Where are they attacking democracy? Where are they attacking the institutions? If they're going up against the administrative state and trying to curtail the administrative state from all the regulations that pretty much control business, I would say that's not just, that's the very definition of anti-fascism. They're trying to return us to a free market. Now, listen, Republicans aren't always very good about that. But to say that that's engaging in anti-democratic behavior?
You know, MAGA Republicans have done, and you look at the definition of fascism, and you think about what they're doing in attacking our democracy, what they're doing in taking away our freedoms.
Taking away our freedoms? What? I mean, serious question. Text the word Mike, 33103. I would, if you sincerely believe that Republicans are attacking freedom and taking away our freedoms, I'd like to know that. I'd like to know what it is you think that Republicans, or in particular people like me, conservative / libertarians, are doing to take away freedoms. I think it's the Democrats that are doing it. I sincerely do. She has an entirely different point of view. She has an entirely different worldview than I do. And I'm trying to understand where she's coming from.
Taking away, wanting to take away our rights, our voting rights. I mean,
How? By saying that you have to prove that you're a citizen of this country to vote? And you have to have an ID to vote? My gosh. We really are living in an upside-down world. Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate you doing it. You can listen to podcasts. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. Subscribe to that podcast and listen to me anytime. See you next weekend.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.